Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
So there is the political synopsis in 18 minutes. It's the best synopsis you'll get in any program in this country. And now we'll make it even better by bringing in Geraldo Rivera. You remember Geraldo, right? Okay, so talk about a guy in cognitive decline. I wanted to show you what it really looks like. Just take a good look at Geraldo. Still got the best head of hair in the business, though. Got to give him that. And then you can thank your parents for that head of hair.
My mom, yeah.
Here's my question for you. Election held tomorrow. You're a patriot. I mean, you vote. Biden, Trump. Who are you going to vote for?
Maybe neither. Maybe RFK Jr. I'm not sure. That anti-vax stuff scares me, but I am absolutely never, ever going to vote for Donald Trump again. He totally dishonored his own record and his supporters, it seems to me, and the Constitution of the United States on January 6th and the days and weeks leading up to that infamous riot. He disqualified himself, I think, from ever, he should have, from ever seeking the high office again.
All right, that's to you, just, though. I see it differently. I think there's exculpatory evidence there that wouldn't affect my vote. I think there's enough exculpatory evidence on January 6th about what Donald Trump did or did not do that he hasn't, in my opinion, doesn't disqualify himself. But I respect your opinion, and there are millions of Americans who believe what you believe. But let's go over to the other side. I can't imagine you voting for Joe Biden 4 more years of this.
I did not vote for Joe Biden. I will not vote for him going forward. I respect him. As a fellow sympathetic old man with a bad memory.
Why do you respect Joe Biden? Why?
Well, his service to the nation over generations.
Wait. He's reversed every position he's ever held. And we, one of the things that we're researching in my book, and we list them.
I appreciate the dark side, and I feel that there may be some truth to it. Uneven treatment, Hunter, et cetera. But I really do believe that he's done a good job with the economy. I think that he's a patriot.
Working Americans are paying 17% more for the essentials of life, food, gas, insurance. And you think he's done a good job? When Trump left, it was 1.4% inflation? Come on.
Last time I looked, Bill, let me answer this. Last time I looked, it was 3.5%.
No, it's 17% for essentials of life. 17%.
I'll get to inflation, which gas now here in Ohio is $2.80 It's way down from its highs. Inflation now is approaching the target 2%. The economy, by all accounts, is going for a soft landing. I appreciate that we're at full employment, basically. More minorities working than ever before. The economy humming along. Yes, inflation has been very painful for people.
And we who ignited that inflation?
Donald Trump started it, pouring
billions. No, he didn't. It was 1.4 when he left. He didn't start it.
He injected billions of dollars, as you know, Bill, into the economy during the pandemic to stave off a recession. Biden followed suit and poured more billions of dollars. The economy simply could not absorb it, and so you had crazy inflation. But I think that Biden, the reason he's polling at 44%, I'm sorry if you hear my dog in the background, just got home. If Biden's polling 44 against Trump's 46, obviously almost half the country believe that he is the right choice.
I dispute that as well. That's an anti-Trump vote. That's why Biden's got elected in the first place. They voted against Trump, not for Biden.
I heard with great interest your take on Donald Trump shooting himself in the foot with the gratuitous.
Not in the foot. He shoots himself in the head.
And that too is a gratuitous attacks on Nikki Haley's husband, who's serving.
It's crazy.
In the National Guard in a very dangerous part of the world that I'm very familiar with, the Horn of Africa. And it reminded me of his attacks on John McCain. I have known him as you have, and we've had private meetings with the president together. We understand him. He's very charming, very charismatic. He's a great friend, very loyal. His excesses are beyond the pale.
All right, but let's get back to the original point. People aren't voting for Joe Biden. You may think he's done a good job on the economy. I think he's done a terrible job on the economy. I know when you have 3 years of people, working people, whose salary and real wages is the barometer of that. And under Biden, real wages are down, whereas they were up over 7% when Trump was in there. Despite all the spending and all of that, real wages were up more than 7%. We're talking about working poor, middle class people who can't absorb the kind of price rises that we've seen under Biden. So I'm basically a fact-based guy, and you know that. I always have been. I take emotion and ideology. I don't care about either party. I think they're both ridiculous. But you compare Trump's 4 years, and this is my last question, to Biden's three. Just policy, no COVID, none of that. Just policy. Border, Putin, Middle East, inflation, whatever it is. There's no comparison. There's no comparison historically between what Trump did in office and what Biden has done in office. Last word.
We speak about the cruelty of the special counsel's report on Joe Biden's senility. On his incapacity because of his age. And people are talking about the 25th Amendment being invoked, and they're talking a lot about Kamala Harris as the potential replacement for Biden if he really can't finish out his term, or if he is reelected and ages out. All that may be true, but Donald Trump has become irrational. I mean, to say to the Russian president, come on, invade Europe.
He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's like Biden. That's one thing
you can't. You can't be president and say things that you don't know what you're saying.
They both have that in common. There are times they don't know what they're saying. One more question I have that just popped into my mind. Would you vote for Kamala Harris?
I don't believe so. I don't
Why?
Believe so. I don't think that she has distinguished herself as vice president. I think that she had an admirable run-up as district attorney, as attorney general, as senator from California. But as vice president, she's been a bomb. I mean, when she was assigned the border, I don't know, she did a drive-by the southern border. It was embarrassing. Then ended up with the president of Guatemala and Mexico and so forth. She has not been effective at all. She's been a very, very much of a disappointment. Maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe she's doing things behind the scenes that I don't see. But I don't see how the American people would ever vote if she was
They won't. The party doesn't even want her, and that's the indicator. All right, so as it stands now, RFK Jr. has your vote.
Well, I have not disqualified him, although I was deeply moved by his family's very negative reaction to him ripping off, or his super PAC ripping off John F. Kennedy's
ad. But I don't think that was RFK Jr.'s fault. I don't think he knew. I'm believing
I'm a little more cynical than
him. Yeah, I'm believing him there. But I could be wrong. Geraldo Rivera, everybody. Now, you just heard a pretty good debate with two old guys, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Two old guys, pretty good debate. All right.
Not bad.
You throw on cable TV tonight, you watch the guys that are 30 years younger. Ha! There you go. Okay. Thanks, Geraldo. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Joining us now is Sam Antar. You have a very interesting story. So why did you decide to become a crime analyst?
Well, after Crazy Eddie's, first of all, Eddie was my cousin, not my brother. After Crazy Eddie's, I still had a marketable skill, which was accounting. After all, I was the architect of the Crazy Eddie fraud. And the feds that came after me saw some potential after Crazy Eddie's and helped me along the way of doing crime analysis. And for many years, I worked for law firms on whistleblower cases, battled corporate crime. And today I'm more focusing on street crime in New York City because I'm a resident. I live in Manhattan.
Okay. My contention is social order is out of control in New York City. Do you agree? Social disorder. Okay. So you and I are simpatico on the fact that the authorities in the nation's largest city, 8.5 million people, 5 boroughs, have lost control of the criminal element on the streets. You and I agree with that, right?
Yes.
According to your data, the vast majority of these criminals are either Black or Latino. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. The reason that Black and Latino criminals are often given no punishment or very lenient punishment is that people like the DAs in three out of the 5 boroughs, believe the system is racially prejudiced against, biased against minorities. That's what they believe. So they're not going to punish minorities. Do you believe in that?
We've turned prosecutors into social workers. They're looking for outcomes rather than who's committing the crimes. And in most cases, it's minorities committing crimes on minorities. Statistics bear out.
Okay, so Alvin Bragg is the worst of them. And the Bronx person is pretty bad, too, I have to say. And Alvin Bragg gets in, and you can beat up a cop now. And no bail. And that was Albany. Albany passed that law. That was Andrew Cuomo, okay, the governor, former governor. So the people of New York, though, the minorities who are getting hurt, are electing these far-left administrators who won't prosecute crimes. Does that make sense? How do you explain that?
Because the amount of people attending elections is very, very minimal. People are apathetic. the people that vote tend to be very, very far left in New York City. And a lot of people in New York, the moderates, I would say, have no idea about how far left the politicians are that are in, that are representing their districts.
All right. But you do not see demonstrations against violent criminals in Harlem, Bed-Stuy, East New York, South Bronx. Not there. You do not see minority preachers, clerics, ministers getting their flocks out to say, we would like to stop this crime wave. It doesn't happen, even though everybody knows what you put together. Everybody knows it's the poor minorities that are being victimized the most. Nothing. No demonstrations. You get a white cop shooting a black gang member. How many are you going to get out there? Right? Thousands of people go to the streets. Explain that to me.
I can't really explain it to you other than to say that the political establishment in New York, which is the city council and the mayor, okay, but mostly it's coming from the city council, they want politically defined outcomes as it relates to crime. But crime does not follow those outcomes. For instance, they want crime to follow the demographics of the general population of New York. But that's not the way it happens. As you said before, crime is committed mostly by minorities upon minority people. And the police have to target where the crime is. Don't forget that the people, the victims that are identifying the suspects in these crimes are Black and Latino New Yorkers. It's not like the police say, round up the usual suspects and we're going to arrest them. Okay, the people that end up in jail because of the testimony of the victims who are predominantly Black and Latino New Yorkers.
But they don't want to testify now because the new law says that the defense attorney can get their name and address, where they live, who they are, and then if you're in a gang, the gang comes and kills you.
I wish I was a criminal today.
Yeah, I know you're saying that cynically. The odds are if you're a criminal today, you will not be punished. You could commit 100, 200 crimes, you get away with it. But it all comes back to this. I think everybody who lives in New York, San Francisco, St. Louis, Chicago, Baltimore, on, they know how corrupt and the minorities are getting it the worst. Everybody knows it. But no one will step up to fix the problem. Last word.
Because the politicians misuse the numbers. It's saying that 95% of the people arrested are minorities, Black and Latinos, right? But the point is 95% of the people committing certain crimes are Black and Latinos. Therefore, when 90% of them end up in Rikers Island, that just follows who are the victims, who are the perpetrators, and who gets jailed.
But they don't want to do that. They want to say the system is racist. That's why they're there. Hey, Sam, we appreciate your rehab. You know, you're doing some good now. I'm glad to see that. And keep on keeping on. We appreciate it very much.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
So there is a new book out. Here it is. It's Alpha Kings, Nick Adams. Now, Nick Adams was an actor If you remember the movie Rebel Without a Cause, Nick Adams, and he had a TV show too, Nick Adams, back in the 50s and 60s. This Nick Adams was born in Australia, Sydney boy, educated over there, and he came to the United States to become a citizen, all right, 2016. And he founded an organization that I have spoken before, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, FLAG USA. I like it. I like people who are patriotic. But Nick is a controversial bomb thrower. Here's a description of his book. I'm going to put it up and I'll read it for the radio people. Quote, young men are struggling today, not finishing high school, not applying for college, not getting married, far fewer entering the military. As a culture and society, we need to elevate and support men at the expense of DEI and the woke feminist agenda that treats men as the enemy and seeks to and has disenfranchised them legally, culturally, economically, and in every other way. Okay, that is a description of Alpha Kings. And Nick Adams joins us now from New York City. So far, have I described you and your book and everything and FLAG accurately?
G'day, Bill. Yes, you've done a great job so far. I can't dispute anything.
Except perhaps. Just want to make sure, you know, because I know you're the Alpha King, and I don't want your knights coming after me. So this is, you are a bomb thrower like crazy. I mean, you really are. So I'm reading last night, an alpha male deserves to be treated like a king. By whom?
Well, Bill, look, this is a book that is aimed for young men who are struggling to be confident, that are struggling to be socially part of things that we're seeing, that young men are not getting married anymore. They're going overseas. They've lost their confidence. They've been told to shelve their dreams, to curtail their ambitions. And I'm trying to do the opposite here. I'm trying to, with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek, this is a self-help book, I'm trying to get them to be confident. I'm trying to get them to be unapologetic about being male. I'm trying to get them to understand that it's not masculinity that's toxic, despite that being the mantra of the woke modern feminist. It's actually the absence of masculinity that is toxic.
Okay, so but can you imagine a young man reading your book and then going to a social, all right, a bar, any place else, and you, meeting a young woman and saying, you know, I'm an alpha male and I deserve to be treated like a king by you, Shirley. Can you imagine what's going to happen?
That's not my prescription, Bill. That's certainly something that I say in the book, but in context, that's taken out of context.
All right. I don't want you... I don't know if some of the guys reading this book are going to know it's out of context. Here's another one.
I just want to say, I stress that chivalry is a very important part of being an alpha male. I'm not suggesting
chivalrous, be polite, respectful. But remember, you're trying to insert a mindset into young males. Here's another one. Okay. Seek women without makeup, plastic surgery, and tattoos. So that means if you run into Pamela Anderson, you're not talking to her. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Bill, look, I certainly wouldn't marry Pamela Anderson. I would certainly talk to her. Look, I'm trying to tell young men that they should be very circumspect, to use your word of the day, when it comes to the ladies that they like to have company with. And in my experience, and I think it's fair to say in the experience of many men, there are certain things that men should steer away from. And I think that if you're a young man in America today, you are really looking for a young lady that's going to compliment you. That's compliment with an E as opposed to an I. That's going to be additive as opposed to replacing.
Right, what if she's got a little tattoo on the ankle and, you know, it's not the sleeve and the, you know, the thing in the nose or, you know, just a little.
Well, of course, you know, of course there are, you know, you've got to be flexible, Bill. And if that's what cranks your tractor, then go for it.
All right. But in general, you're not recommending that alpha males pursue tattoo women. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Tattooed women, women with major Instagram accounts that are just about themselves, that are constantly taking selfies. You know, I think that young men should be very careful who they choose.
All right, but I'm still a little confused. What is the tattoo? What's the message it sends you, Nick Adams?
Well, Bill, look, I mean, if you've got a face tattoo, you're not going to get a job.
No, that's right. Then if you're trying to look like Post Malone, you got problems. I understand that. But, you know, a lot of people watching us right now, good, solid, working class Americans have tattoos. Now,
yes,
not my thing, all right, but I'm not going to diminish them. I don't recommend it to younger people because of the hiring experience. You got a tattoo of a panther on your neck, you're not getting a white collar job. All right, that's just the reality of it. Is that the zone that you're in?
Yeah, I think it's as ugly, Bill, on a male. The other day at the Super Bowl, I was watching some guy sing America the Beautiful.
That was Post Malone. That's what I just mentioned. Right. It was crazy. Absolutely insane. Final question for you. And again, the book is Alpha Kings, Nick Adams. Trump writes the foreword to your book, okay, because you're a big Trump guy. Did you read the book to Trump? Does he know what you got in the book?
Well, Bill, he's certainly aware of the huge audience that I've built up over the last 3 years. I kind of jumped into this 3 years ago. As you know, I was always more of a straight down the line political guy, political commentator. I still do that, but I really jumped into the cultural stuff and I wanted to be a voice for men. And I started that. I've now got more than 3 million followers on social media, most of which are young men. Young men correspond with me every day. I've become one of the top Cameo accounts in the world because of that. And the president's certainly aware of the influence I have on Gen Z.
That makes perfect sense. Real quick, is Australia, it's still alpha, you know, Crocodile Dundee, all those guys. Is it like that now or is it woke?
Well, Bill, I think that the whole world is kind of struggling with the same issues that America has. I think it's still more of a male society down there as opposed to the U.S., but who knows for how long.
Okay. Putin hasn't bought into the woke thing, by the way. He's not doing that. No. All right, Nick, we really appreciate it. Good to see you. Best of luck with the book.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
Ukraine. So Putin says drones attacked him overnight trying to kill him. Putin claims that Ukraine is behind it. Zelensky said, no, we're not. If I had to bet, I don't think Ukraine attacked Putin with drones in the middle of the night. Okay, there was nothing fired. It was just somebody had drones floating around. And now the Ukrainians are going to launch a springtime offensive any day, I guess. I don't know. But that thing just goes on and on and on and on. And here's something I did not know. George Pataki, name ring a bell? He was the governor of New York State, Republican, from 1995 to 2006, the last Republican governor here. And he has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize due to his humanitarian relief efforts in Ukraine. The governor joins us now from New York City. Are you being shy about this? I went to a dinner with you 10 days ago, and that's the first time I ever heard about this. Did it get any coverage?
No, not really. But I've never been any good at self-publicity. You do things because you think they're right. And that's what we've been doing in Ukraine. So it hasn't gotten any attention, but I'm fine with that. We just want to continue the mission to help the civilians, to help with humanitarian aid in Ukraine.
Okay. Number one, I know you're a modest man and you're not a self-promoter, but in this case, next time, call me, because I am a self-promoter and I'm not modest. I'll do it. Because
it's a deal. Nobel, I'll call you next time, Bill.
Yeah, call me. A Nobel Peace Prize is the top of the chart. And when I heard that at the table with you, I went, what? And I think that people should understand this. So tell me exactly what you have done in Ukraine.
Well, you know, literally within 3 or 4 days of the war, I went there and I took a few people from the Pataki Center because we wanted to help. We wanted to provide some humanitarian aid. And we took in food and medicine and some clothing. And when we got to Ukraine, we saw just this enormous need and nobody was filling it. And I don't have a giant foundation like the Ford Foundation or some of the others. But what we did is talk to government officials, talk to civilians, what do you need? And the list was endless. So since that time, our little group has made 10 trips throughout Ukraine. We brought in everything from temporary housing units to generators. Literally, we provided hundreds of generators for the winter when the power was destroyed by the Russians. And we provided heaters, over 400 heaters, to heat over 400,000 people. So we're just trying to help meet the humanitarian need. We're waiting for the government's promised aid to get there. We haven't seen it yet.
So the Biden administration promised humanitarian aid, but it hasn't gotten to the Ukrainian people yet, as you're saying.
We have not seen it in Ukraine in any significant amount at all. You know,
Congress did a lot of the money. Congress had a lot of the money. So it's just slow Joe hasn't gotten it there. Now, a lot of Americans are very concerned about this unending flow of taxpayer money, both military and humanitarian, into this country, that it will never end. There'll be another Afghanistan. They're going to fight forever. Putin's not going to give up. Zelensky's not going to give up. How do you see that aspect of it?
Well, I understand that we don't want to continue to open-end fund a war or provide humanitarian aid without the accountability. But, Bill, I see it very clearly. This is good against evil. This is Russia and Putin invading a democratic, pro-Western country with no pretense at all. They're not even trying to hide it. And you look at their allies, Iran, China, North Korea. These are the people helping the Russians. And if that doesn't let you know whose side we should be on, then shame on you. So I don't think this will go on forever. It's unsustainable, to use a word of the left. I hope that the Ukrainian counteroffensive is enormously successful, but the war has got to stop. But in the meantime, the humanitarian need is just growing. So we're going to keep trying to do what we can.
Okay. Do you have any worries that Zelensky's crew is corrupt, that they may siphon off humanitarian aid? I mean, those charges have been lodged. Do you have any worries about that?
Sure, I do. You know, and I think anybody who's sensible has to understand, when you're talking literally tens of billions of dollars, you have to have accountability and make sure that the funds are going where they're supposed to be going. And that's one of the things we've been talking with the Ukrainian government about, to make sure that that's the case. You know, we have seen, from my standpoint, no signs of that at all, no signs of corruption, but I'm not sufficiently naive to know that it's impossible. So one of the things I've been arguing for with both the American government and the Ukrainian government is to have an inspector general system to make sure there's an accounting as to where those funds go. I think the American people are entitled to that. I think the Ukrainians would be fine with that, and then it would take away some of those questions. But the need is real.
No doubt about it.
Ukrainians are doing a great deal is real.
Now, how can people help you and your foundation?
You know, it's everybody calls it a foundation. We don't have a lot of money. We're really just a center, the GeorgePatakiCenter.com. And just donations online or to our Ukraine Relief Fund, We're 100% volunteer organization. Nobody gets paid. Whatever we raise goes directly to humanitarian aid in Ukraine, except for travel and security expenses. So we're going to continue to fight the fight. And Bill, I just want to say one last thing. You're not too tough on Biden. You know, if I were answering what you were saying earlier in the show, by no means are you too tough on Biden. I think he's the worst president of my lifetime. Keep it up. We need people to realize
that we do. Now let's switch to politics in New York State. You were the last Republican governor. I was at WCBS TV while you were rising. It was a moderate state back then. Always the city tilted left, but the regular New York State was a kind of a moderate. You were reelected and served more than two terms. What has happened to New York? It's now, next to California and Illinois, the most leftist state in the union. What happened?
Well, I think a lot of things happened. One is that, first of all, we're number one in the country. Maybe California's passed us in losing people. People moving to other states, moving to Texas, moving to Florida. And it's not somebody, you know, who's working for Soros's NGO. It's people who are working for a living or retired who would tend to vote Republican or more moderate. So we've lost a ton of our voters who have just moved out of the state. The second thing I think is just the collapse of the party system. You know, we used to have a vigorous Republican Party, and we haven't had that for a while. And that's one of the things that I'd like to see happen is the state is failing, the city is failing, because it's a one-party system.
But how did it get to be a one-party system? The voters have turned left. Even in, Zeldin almost beat Hochul and would have, if not for New York City African-Americans voting 90% for Hochul, even though they see bodies in the street in those neighborhoods every day. Did the people of New York change their point of view about politics?
The people of New York are more centrist than conservative. When I ran for office the first time, there were more conservatives than liberals in the state. Because we polled that. And you look at it now, and it's not as far left as you would think from the political results. It is still as many people identify as a conservative in this state as they do as a liberal. The problem is that we have no access. We have no funds. We have no media, with the exception of places like you. And we haven't done the proper outreach. I'm an optimist. I think we have enormous opportunity in New York State as Republicans with the Latino community. You know, they are the ones who are suffering from bad schools, unsafe streets, subways that don't work, jobs that move out of the state. But we haven't done the aggressive outreach we need to do. You know, and if we did that, we don't have to change philosophy. We don't have to change our policies. We just have to show that we care and that our policies are right for them, and what the Democrats are doing to them are hurting their future and their children's future. So the opportunity is still there for Republicans. We just have to make the case and fight the fight. And I'm going to help us to do that.
All right, Governor. We appreciate it. When is the Nobel people, when are they going to announce who wins?
Oh, I don't know. You know,
you don't even know that?
But I don't even know. I know we're going back to Ukraine again this month.
That's good. That's good.
I honestly don't know.
If it were me, I'd be camping out in Norway. I mean, I'd be like, hey, Nobel Peace Prize right here. Congratulations. Look, it doesn't matter if you win. It really doesn't matter. Just the fact that you're nominated and the people around the world understand what you're doing. I hope my listeners and viewers do help out the George Pataki Group. Give me the internet address again for that.
GeorgePatakiCenter.com. Ukraine okay. Relief Fund.
Very good.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Governor. Nice to see you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition. To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com. Sign up and start watching today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.